Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and then to the Greek or Gentile. Praise the Lord. The gospel of Christ, the gospel of Christ is the power of God unto salvation. What greater power do you and I know? What greater power is there in the universe? None greater power than the power of God. And the power of God is that people can get saved. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said it right here. He's not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. You're not ashamed. We're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Hallelujah. I wanted to start that this devotion or encouragement, faith encouragement, with those very words. For therein is the righteousness, of course, this is Romans 1. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. And that's not always easy, or it's not always done as God wanted you to do it. So God doesn't want you to miss out on anything. I don't want you to miss out on anything. That's why I call these messages mini sermons. I call them faith encouraging devotions. Whether they are technically devotions or edifications or sermons, but they have the goal to encourage you, to edify you, and to empower you. Praise God. For the just shall live by faith. The Lord promised that He has come to give life and more abundantly. Hallelujah. It is as powerful as it is to become saved, to become a child of God. Oh, praise God. There is nothing greater than that. That is the greatest miracle. Praise God. But now that you have obtained salvation, God has His destiny for you. He has His purpose for you. He has gifted you already and is waiting for you to bear fruit. Praise God. You can read the parable of the fig tree, and you can read some other parables where God encouraged you to bear fruit and to basically be the best that God ordained you to be. Yes, you can be better, you can be more, and you can be everything that God called you to be, because you're destined. Hallelujah. And you have a destiny, and I have a destiny, and everybody in the body of Christ has a destiny, and this needs to be fulfilled. But it's all by faith. We step by faith. We walk by faith. We work by faith. Not unto salvation. We have obtained salvation as the free gift from the Lord. Unmerited favor, grace. Hallelujah. But the thing is, what a lot of people realize, that after they have become saved, hey, now the enemy is after them. Now the enemy of our soul, Satan, the devil, is trying to hinder the children of God's destinies and callings and even their gifts in order for them not to fully or not at all succeed in that what God has set them out to do. Well, how do you know what God wants you to do? I tell you something, it's right there in your heart. It's already there. He put it there a long, long time ago. It's there, all right. And if you spend some quiet time with God, most of you already know what it is. But I say unto you that Jesus said, I give to you life and more abundantly. Expect more, expect to do more, expect to do the greater things for God. Jesus said, after doing all these miracles, after perplexing the entire world, He said, greater works than I shall you do. Again, not unto salvation, but to bear fruit. Praise God. There is a reason. Hallelujah. We are saved and still on earth. because God is in us. And if God be in us, and if God is before us, who can be against us? First thing we got to do is get rid of fear, because fear stands in the way of faith. Fear is a faith killer. You don't want faith to be killed. You want faith to be encouraged, faith to be edified. You want faith to be as high and as much as it can be. Praise God. And everybody has been given a measure of faith. And one of the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit is the gift of faith. Pray for this. Walk by faith in every area of your life. Don't be satisfied with the status quo. Don't be satisfied with something mediocre. No, be everything that God called you to be, that God gifted you to be, that God empowered you to be, and that God placed in your heart. Because I say unto you, you can do it. Yes, you can accomplish it, because you don't actually accomplish it by yourself or on your own. No, it is the Lord doing it in you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. I'm crucified to death with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. It is not me that liveth, but it is Christ that liveth in me. Hallelujah. And what did Paul do? He worked great miracles. He preached the gospel to the known world at the time. He went everywhere, praise the Lord, and was followed by signs and wonders, demonstrating the power of God and confirming that it is the gospel of Christ that he preached. Hallelujah. I say unto you, do not ever be ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Keep on telling your friends, keep on telling your neighbors, keep on sowing the word, keep on sowing a scripture. Say something from the Bible, say it to them. It is a seed that you sow, and it will be watered, and it will eventually grow, and eventually that person will bow down its knees to the Lord Jesus Christ and repent of their sin and get saved. Hallelujah. Praise God. I wanted to take you to something else. Here we go. Yeah, for the just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. That same book of Romans chapter 8 says, now there is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit, because they are justified. Oh yes, they are now the just, and they live by faith. They don't walk after the flesh, but they walk after the Spirit. This is where you accomplish all those great things that God has destined for you to be, for you to do. Hallelujah. Praise God. We are the children of God. We are to rise up and shine. Isaiah said, if you read chapter 60, verse 1 and 2, Isaiah said, gross darkness. No, he said, darkness will cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. This is the very time that Isaiah prophesied. It was a prophecy that would increase. Darkness would get darker on the earth, and gross darkness, which is even worse, upon the people. And we see that. We see that right now in this day and age that we live in. But the children of God, as Isaiah prophesied, arise and shine, for the glory of God is upon thee. Oh, hallelujah. The glory of God is upon you. And the more you rise up, and the more you speak up, and the more you stand up, and the more you deny fear and walk by faith, and the more you do everything that God called you to do, that God tells you to do through His Word, everything, praise God, the more you will shine, the more His glory will come upon you. Because we are to be the light of the world, as Christ Jesus is the light of the world. We are the light of the world. We are the salt. Praise God. We are light and salt, Jesus said. We bring the flavor. We bring destiny. We bring hope into this world that is covered in darkness, and to the people that are covered in gross darkness. Can you now see that you do have a very important task upon yourself? Hallelujah. Don't be afraid. It's not difficult. It's not difficult at all. You stand up and begin to shine. Hallelujah. Rise up rise up, Isaiah said, and shine, for the glory of God has come upon you. You are saved. Share it with everybody. Hallelujah. Tell everybody. Praise God. Remember, the devil is out there to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, indeed, as I said before, I have come to give you life and more abundantly. Hallelujah. Life eternal and life abundant and more abundantly. Oh, praise God. It is written that God can do and will do exceedingly abundantly beyond all. To me, when I read that, I see a threefold, a triple acceleration of God's blessing to propel it into the stratosphere, to have a promise written in His holy word that we stand upon, because all other ground is sinking sand. And as we stand on that word, then God shall and will do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can imagine. There is no limit. There is no limit to what God can do. And the more you walk by faith, and the more you grab hold of that reality, the more you take hold of it, embrace it with all that you have and all that you are, the more you will see God stepping up as He steps with you. You take one step and God steps with you. Praise God. Hallelujah. In the Great Commission, it is so beautifully portrayed. If you go to the book of Mark, the last chapter, and you read that these signs shall follow them that believe. Oh my God. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall pick up serpents, and deadly things will not harm them. They will speak with new tongues. All these signs and wonders shall follow them. And then we read that the disciples got up and went. My God. The disciples got up and went. They arose and they began to shine as the glory of God was upon them. And the Bible says, and God working with them, signs and wonders confirming His word. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can put this into practice in every area of your life, and you have to put this into practice in every area of your life. I want you to get away from fear and don't say, I'm not afraid, because studies and research and talking to people, the statistics that are made up out of that prove that 80%, at least 80% of especially Christians are struggling with fear in one or more areas of their life. You don't have to be afraid of everything to be called afraid. No, you have to be walking in faith in every area of your life. If there is fear in one area of your life, be it health, be it finances, be it institutions, be it people, be it crowds, be it speaking in public, be it the dark, be it the night, be it elevators, be it high buildings, be it airplanes, fear, whatever area, you're going to step up and you're going to stand up and you're going to say, from the day forth, from now on, I deny fear. I will never give in fear again. I cancel this once and for all, because I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. I wish somebody was encouraged right now and would be even replying or commenting an amen. Praise God. Because this is the very word that I preach unto you that is written. Praise God. And it shall come to pass, because the word of God will not and cannot return void. It will always accomplish that what it was sent forth to do. Oh, praise God. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, I just love encouraging you, especially you that are watching through whatever means. Praise God. And more of this is coming. Praise God. Don't worry. Sometimes I'm very busy, but I will always carry on with these faith encouraging messages. Even on Twitter and Facebook, you will see tweets and Facebook posts that I post under the leading of the Holy Spirit, and they are there to encourage you, to get you through the day. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because trials and tribulations are sometimes a fact. They are written about in God's holy word. And that is why we need to have faith now, so that whatever comes our way, we will never be conquered, but we will always be more than a conqueror. But you were born healthy. You were created healthy, praise God. Even if you came out of the womb with a disorder or an infirmity, guess what? That's not where God created you. God created you before you were formed in the belly of your mother's womb. Somebody is going to shout amen. Somebody is going to send me an email because I'm talking to you right now. You were formed by God. You were created by God before you were formed in the belly of your mother. That was the physical manifestation of your soul. Oh, praise God. This might be getting too deep, but it's so true. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God created you perfect, and God created you healthy, and God created you without lacking anything. And that's why you shall not lack, and you shall prosper beyond anything that you have ever imagined or thought of. I'm soon bringing out a DVD. I'll soon talk about this DVD that I just brought out because the next one is coming. And good teaching will lift you like an eagle and will give you the overside. It will take you out of the situation because of the principles taught, and it will make you soar like an eagle. It will make you conquer. It will make you win. It will make you defeat your enemies in Christ Jesus. It will make you easily tapping into the Holy Spirit and the power of God that is within you. Oh, praise God, somebody. So you were created healthy and you were created lacking nothing. So whatsoever has happened down the line, God can restore it. Somebody's even going to get healed right now. As I say this word, likewise the Spirit, Holy Ghost, also helpeth our infirmities and your infirmities, for we know not what we should pray as we ought. You might have prayed any prayer, but this is a divine word from God, straight from you, straight for you. But the Spirit, the Holy Ghost itself, maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. The Holy Ghost can bring forth that prayer language. Jesus spoke through Paul, and Paul said, I can speak in tongues of man and I can speak in tongues of angels. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. There is a healing. Hallelujah. In this message. Praise God. Oh my God. Hallelujah. I'm looking forward for that testimony to come back by means of a telephone call, an email, or an ever comment on this message. And love to tell you about the gospel of Christ Jesus. Did you know that this world is now bigger than it ever has been? The size of the planet is the same, and of course, but the amount of people living on this planet is beyond anything they could have imagined hundreds and thousands of years ago. We're something like 7 billion people on this planet. And if 1 billion people believe or have a faith in the God of the Bible, not necessarily saved, how great is the Great Commission? 6 billion people around the world in every nation must hear the gospel of Christ, must hear the teaching of the kingdom of God. This is vital. This is the task and the mandate that God laid collaterally upon all the believers. I'm talking to you as the evangelist, and I'm asking you to take my call to you serious for partnership to bring this message indeed to the world. Together, we can do this Great Commission task. I cannot do it without your financial support, but if you do that with whatever monthly commitment that you want to give, that you want to commit, you become a soul-winning partner. Praise God. This ministry, by the grace of Almighty God, with limited funds, has already touched and changed 1 million lives to the glory of God the Father in Jesus' holy name. So much more is going to be done. So much bigger things are going to be done. Now is the time. Now is the time to come on board and to be my soul winning partner. Praise God. The blessings, praise God, will just rain upon you. Because God loves soul winners. God's heartbeat is souls. 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 He will give you everything that you need. Of course, He will bless you. He will continually love you. But He really wants souls saved. More than 6 billion people are not saved. And we all know that what happens if you're not saved? You either hear the gospel and repent, or you spend everlasting in the lake of fire, where there is gnashing of teeth, where there is torment, where there is brimstone. We can sound the alarm. We can preach the gospel together. I'm going around the world. I'm organizing. I'm planning crusades and broadcasts and outreach. Do it together. Use that website address and just sign up as a monthly partner with whatsoever financial commitment you want to make every month, and you'll be a soul winner. Praise God. You'll be in my prayers every day. Me and my team, we fast and pray for you once a week, and I pray for you daily with my team. Praise God. Imagine that. Very quickly, let me go and talk about this DVD. This has just come out. Praise God. It immediately brought some messages back, testimonies and reviews of people that said, this is absolutely amazing. The revelation from Scripture is something that I never saw. But now it is so clearly taught that I can implement it, and it's changed my life immediately. This is not just for somebody who has gone through deliverance ministry. This is for everybody who has been delivered out of bondage. That means everybody who got saved, got set free from bondage. Praise God. You got set free from this fallen world, and you were translated into the kingdom of His beloved Son. How to maintain freedom. How to maintain the freedom that Christ has given unto you. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty, the freedom wherewith Christ has made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Before you realize, it happened to the Galatians, it's happened to Christians all around the world. It happens just so many times where people are yoked in a bondage with certain areas, certain parts, without realizing it. And before you know, you are trapped or you are hindered in certain areas. This teaches you in an hour of in-depth teaching, and based on an experience of 10 years of ministry and 10 years of spiritual warfare, 10 years of seeing people set free, and 10 years of seeing the struggles that Christians have. I have a tremendous insight because God allowed me to minister to over 3,500 people one-on-one, to touching the lives of 1 million people, and 10 years long seeing what is going on, praying for it, and seeing God breaking people free and setting people free, not just in one area, but in every area. Therefore, if you want to know more about what scriptures you can apply to stay free and to live from victory to victory, from strength to strength, I recommend you get this. Hallelujah. Praise God. I just look forward to see you on the next broadcast. And I see you on that website. You sign up for a partnership. I will personally email you straight back and thank you and let you know that you are now part of a prayer cover that will bless you mightily. The Lord bless you. See you soon.